Hi, and welcome back to Automation Chat. I'm Teresa Hauck, executive editor of the Journal from Rockwell Automation and our partner network magazine. In this episode, written by Rockwell Automation, I discuss 5 ways to make your HMI secure. You'll learn how to limit access to networks and intellectual property by using modern HMI software with security features for user authentication, mobile use, and more. But before I dive in, it's time for our family-friendly, silly joke of the day. Do you know why milk is the fastest liquid on Earth? It's pasteurized even before you've seen it. So let's learn about using modern HMIs to help make your network more secure. Today's human-machine interfaces, or HMIs, provide access not only to production systems, but also to an increasing amount of sensitive production information. This is why it's so important for HMIs to be secured. For example, by accessing an HMI either remotely or in person, bad actors who access an HMI either remotely or in person could make changes to a production system that could compromise product quality or even create unsafe conditions for workers. They could also access HMI displays, recipes, and trending information that contain intellectual property. Of course, security threats aren't always malicious. Well-intentioned workers also can make changes to production systems that can lead to wasted product and downtime. To reduce the risk of these incidents, modern HMI software is designed to help protect people, processes, and intellectual property in several ways. So let's look at 5 key HMI security features. Modern HMI software offers a range of features that can help strengthen security, and they include the following. 1. Access control. User authentication and authorization services in HMI software can help make sure only the right people can perform the correct actions at the right terminals. Users can even require that specific production assets can be accessed only from specific terminals based on factors such as an operator's line of sight to machinery. 2, mobile security. Mobile HMIs, which are laptop PCs, tablets, or smartphones, are increasingly being used to free workers from fixed terminals. And mobile HMI software can deliver the same level of role-based access control to mobile devices as it delivers to stationary terminals. It allows users to restrict specific displays and interactions for certain users, such as restricting remote workers to view-only HMI access. 3, electronic signatures and change confirmation. Built-in change confirmation with electronic signatures can provide confidence that only authorized individuals have access to perform certain operations or make changes. You can even require a second electronic signature from an employee in a designated approver user group. And if something goes wrong in production, you can review those electronic signatures and what changes were made to help identify the incident's cause. In regulated industries, electronic signatures can also help comply with standards such as U.S. Food and Drug Administration 21 Code of Federal Regulations, or CFR, Part 11. 4, centralized management. Modern HMI software that integrates with existing IT systems, such as Windows Active Directory, can help manufacturers more easily and securely manage users and groups in their organizations. For example, workers can use the same user credentials that they use to check their email to log into the HMI software. This can help reduce security risks such as shared login credentials that might be carelessly displayed on a note taped to a computer for anyone to see. Also, if an employee leaves, their login credentials only need to be deleted in one place. 5, backup and recovery. When users integrate modern HMI software with asset management software, they can automatically back up HMI configurations. This allows you to retrieve the latest version configurations so you can quickly recover in the event of a security incident. Along with assisting with recovery, integration with asset management software also lets users create an audit trail of operator actions. So if an alarm goes off or a downtime incident occurs, they can review what the operators were doing to understand what happened. And with proper trending and troubleshooting tools, they can even review operator actions and alarm conditions overlaid with process data for a complete look at the situation. So, when choosing HMI software, confirm that a vendor makes security a priority, not only in a product's features, but also holistically across the product's lifecycle. For example, do they implement security in every new feature or function they develop? Do they perform in-house testing to look for vulnerabilities in their software and work with outside security experts to do third-party testing? And if a potential vulnerability is found in their products, are they transparent with customers about it? So as always, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please take a minute to give us a 5-star rating and a review. I'm Teresa Hauck, and we'll chat again soon.